Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Ashley Trezaline, who is going to help us who have already given up on our New Year's resolution. I wrote a column for The Advocate about dry January, where even in that I say, not doing it. but that could all be good for you. And that's sort of what your focus is. What's the name of your business?
Bella Foodie.
Bella Foodie. You come from a big Italian family, I hear.
I do. I grew up with Italians on both sides of the family, 100%.
See, I'm only half Italian, so I'm only half as cool as you are. But we are notorious for eating a lot of fatty, salty foods that are super delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're into? Is that what you do?
No. I've actually reinvented a lot of my family's dishes. My family thinks I'm crazy that I did, but I did. You can still enjoy those wonderful dishes, but take out some of the stuff or replace it with healthier things, fresher things, like fresh herbs and less cheese, maybe.
What?
Or a better cheese. I didn't say that you can't have
you're
any
asking
cheese.
Us to cut the cheese?
Yes, exactly.
What are some of the things that maybe people who eat a lot of Italian food would know about that you have altered in a way that you've made more healthy?
This summer from Rainbow Harvest, which was a new farm that I discovered, their eggplant was ridiculously delicious. And I like eggplant parm.
Me too.
But instead of deep frying it and putting so much cheese and breadcrumbs, I just lightly oiled it and I put some herbs on it, fresh herbs from the farmer's market, baked it in the oven. A little Parmesan, a little homemade sauce with some fresh basil.
No mozzarella?
No.
Tomato sauce?
Yes, of
course.
All right. But it was all fresh.
That sounds reasonable.
And you can still eat it with pasta if you really wanted to, but maybe a lentil pasta or a brown rice pasta.
So are you one of the sort of anti-glutites?
No. I'm not anti. It just depends on what you need it for. I work with a lot of people that have health problems.
Yeah.
There have been studies shown that a low-gluten diet or a no-gluten diet can help with inflammation in the body. This isn't a diet to lose weight or anything like this. It's to help with things like arthritis. Or personally, I have MS, so I do low-gluten in my life.
Tell me about that journey with MS. How did you decide to come to this place of using food to help you?
When I was talking to my doctor a few years after I was diagnosed, he basically told me everything counts. Exercise, what you eat, what you do, the medicines you take, how you live, everything. I always grew up cooking. I loved cooking.
You cooked with your grandmother, which one would expect, but also your father.
My dad.
That sounds so
sweet. My dad did all the cooking. I always cooked for all the parties we had when I got older. And even when I was sick from changing all my meds and things, cooking shows and cooking made me feel better.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of research and I started learning what foods help with inflammation, what foods help if your stomach's upset, like ginger helps with your stomach upset.
Not the ginger ale that my mother used to give me when my stomach was upset.
That's actually full of sugar.
Yeah.
And that's not actually real ginger.
Nice try, Ma.
We'll talk
seltzer
to her later.
Seltzer will do the same thing.
Yeah.
Like pineapple can help with a cough because there is an enzyme in it.
I'm going to need that sometime this winter, I'm relatively sure. I'm speaking with Ashley Trezaline, who is from Bella Foodie LLC. How do we get food from you? How do we learn from you?
Most of my clients come and pick it up from me, on their way home from work.
And where are you?
I am on the East Long Meadow Springfield border.
But cooking classes too.
Yes.
So where do you do those?
My kids' cooking classes and my Girl Scout cooking classes are held at the JCC in Long Meadow. And in-home cooking parties for adults. We come to your home, maybe have some friends over, say, I don't know what to make with a kohlrabi. Can we make a dish with that or something?
You're Italian, so when you do the kohlrabi, do you go, kohlrabi?
I don't think you want to hear me sing.
No?
And
no.
You did bring something for us to taste.
Yeah, something.
I did.
Try it.
It is a butternut squash soup, and the squash is from Plainville Farm.
Love Wally.
Oh, I see you know him.
Yes, we do. Let me taste it.
There's some ginger in there, too.
I love squash soup, so this is going to be an easy sell for me. That's delicious. So this is Wally squash, ginger. That the ginger has a really nice kick to it.
Yeah.
Use the fork, Phil, because I do have a little bit of a cold. I'm going to need the pineapple sooner than later. And what else is in it?
Well, just a lot of fresh herbs, there's some cinnamon, some warming spices, basically.
Yeah.
Like cinnamon, black pepper, ginger, all kinds of things that in the winter, dried spices seem to be more the way to go. There's some fresh ginger in it as well. But just with really good, healthy vegetables, you really don't need to add a lot.
And I do think the cinnamon added will really pull kids in who normally maybe have never had a butternut squash
this
soup.
This is a perfect winter squash soup. Did you have to radically change your lifestyle? Like I often joke like, oh, I could never be vegetarian because I'm Italian. Did you have to radically change your lifestyle when you decided for your own health purposes focus on fresh, local, organic and that?
No, I didn't. It was more about a little bit at a time. As I researched, I tried different things, and then as time went on, I found out what worked best for my body. The biggest thing is you need to listen to your body.
Yeah.
Being a vegetarian might not work for you, but it may work for somebody else.
Right. Don't listen to my body when it's constantly calling out for booze. There's times not to listen to your body, too.
Yes, but I mean, you'll know when you feel good. When you're eating the right things, you'll know when you start to feel good or have more energy. That overall feeling of, I don't feel tired anymore. Or my joints don't hurt as much. Maybe I'm doing something right.
Yeah. And it's Bella Foodie LLC and Ashley Tracelene. She will teach you how to cook and to heal and feed your body in a healthy way. And with a little bit of Italian flair to it, too. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.